So we've got Robert the Welling high on a cup of coffee, actually. Not hard. And he's just about to tell us a story.
So, I can't remember which series it was from. I'd say 5 or 6. I think 6. Series 6, Red Dwarf, filmed in Bankside Power Station, which is now Tate Modern. And this is before it's converted. And it was the scene where Crichton's creator, also I can't remember the name of the character, but it was played by Jenny Agutter, who was made very famous from her role in The Railway Children and Walkabout. A stunningly beautiful actress.
She was naked in Walkabout.
American Werewolf
in London. She's stunning. She still is stunning now, and I can say that still because she's even older than me, and I am any old. Anyway, so we were filming in Bankside Power Station. It's where Crichton gets crushed into a box in the rubbish compactor, and then he falls, and it really hurt when I fell over.
And served some tea, I think.
So, yes, had tea on my head, that's right. Lots of good gags. Very painful for me. But when I was being made up into the box costume, I had to lie on the floor of a dirty old caravan in Bankside Power Station, that is the glamour of television, which was also being used by Jenny Agutter, who said to me, "Will you be a gentleman and not look? I'm going to get changed." So I was in a little caravan with a makeup lady and Jenny Agutter, who stripped down to her pants and nothing else, and I didn't look, because I am a gentleman, and I was lying on the floor looking up at a fully naked Jenny Agutter, and I didn't look.
No, you weren't looking there.
Well, I wasn't looking, because the makeup lady was there as well, so she would have seen me cheating. And then when I mentioned this to Craig Charles, he almost vomited with the shock that such a wimpy, middle-class, liberal bastard would miss the opportunity, because we were all leching after Jenny Agutter. "You were in a caravan, lying on the floor, and she was standing above you with nothing on, and you didn't look, Bobby. You're either gay or a f***ing vicar." He was just fuming. He couldn't do the rest of this. He was just beside himself with disgust at my massive masculine failure. End of story.